I mean, seen them here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't use them on the rivers and things, just kind of a little flatboat, homemade flatboat. Uh-huh. What it, most of the time it was.
Are they flat on the bottom? Is it
uh-huh.
the boat?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They're flat with about 12-inch sides.
Mm-hmm.
And just called a flatboat.
What about the back end? Is it pointed or is it flat?
However you want to make it. One of them's usually flat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Use a flat back side and come to a point in the middle most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes in both ways. It's going to how.
Just whatever.
How the carpenter had the material to make it.
Or
oh, you couldn't get it. Wouldn't nobody use one of those old flat boats anymore, I don't guess. They think it's too old-fashioned.
Too much work. Have to row it. Mm-hmm. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'll take along a little square of cloth to use as a... make sure she can match the color.
Swap?
Okay.
A swap?
Okay. Sometimes in the mail, you get a little tube of toothpaste or a little bar of soap as a...
sample.
Okay. And you might say that little girl has on a very becoming dress, or my, what a...
oh, a pretty dress.
Okay. And you might, little girl might say, well, my dress is pretty, but Susie May's is even
prettier.
Okay.
I never could say that word like most people say.
I always just avoid the word whenever possible.
Some people say pretty, some say pretty. Uh-huh. And I never could say it like anybody else. I have my own way.
I have trouble with that word too. You hate to just say purdy. You know,
well, it's not any such word, is it?
No.
I never heard of it.
But, you know, it seems like pretty sounds prissy.
Yeah.
So you got to get it in the middle somewhere, you know, and it's hard to do. What do you wear over your dress when you work in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. To sign your name in ink, you use a...
pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper, you use a...
still use a pen.
Okay. And soup that you buy comes in a...
Can.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
Okay. And describe for me what all a man would wear to church on Sunday. What all... just to tell me what all, you know, you see when you look at a man in Sunday clothes.
He usually has, let's see, I don't know what they call them nowadays. So I think they say pants. Used to say trousers, probably. And jacket or coat and shirt, tie.
If you have a three-piece suit, what's the third piece going to be?
Vest.
I think those look so nice. I like them.
I love these... casual suits they have now. I think they're so pretty.
What those?
I don't remember what they call them. They're just casual suits.
Leisure suits.
Leisure suits.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like those too. Those look nice and they're pretty colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all.
Oh yeah, they have such pretty colors.
Dark brown or dark blue or black.
My oldest son used to say, "Mother, I don't see why men and boys can't have pretty clothes like women." Now they do. Of course, when he wore them, they didn't have them.
Yeah, yeah.
He wore those pretty clothes. He just loved pretty colors.
Yeah, I don't see really much in them either. Yeah, I like to look at them on bed.
Yeah, they look nice.
How many children do you have?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Boy, girl?
Both boys.
Both boys.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I?
But I think I'm getting scared of grandkids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many grandkids do you have?
Oh, I don't know. I think I counted 9 the other day. 9 or 10 with the greats too. I have 3 great grandchildren.
My goodness. You know, you're real lucky. A lot of people your age don't have great grandchildren yet.
Really?
Well, 73.
Oh, mine should have